This is Saturday, April 27th. Years ago, I saw a commercial made in Africa. It was a time-lapse series of photos of a person dying with HIV. It was ghastly and heartbreaking. About 100 photos were taken, one each day of a woman lying in bed. You could see her waste away before your eyes. But then came the turn in the video that was shocking. The commercial explained that the photos had been shown in reverse order. They then shared the same photos in the correct progression, and you could see a person being brought from death to life. You see, they were showing the power of medication used to treat HIV. It was breathtaking, and also so much good news when you watched it to the end. Now, I want to go to our text for today. This is Psalm chapter 67, verse 5 to 7. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May our God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. Now, I shared the story of the African woman with HIV because our psalm reveals an immense transformation that happens when people come to know the presence and grace of God. Everything begins to flourish. Likely as with the video, we can see the decline of civilization. I know there's improving technology, and that's a good thing to the extent that it helps us, but often we have far worse human relations. The nations are in uproar, and people too can't get along. Now we are given the outcome of a turning to the Lord. The nations are glad because they experience justice and equity. Even the land yielded their crops. In our world, we can see the way this works. Years ago, before things became too dangerous, I would travel to Haiti a couple times a year. Grenada assisted with several ministries down there, and we could see life flow into distressed communities because the love and compassion of Jesus were being shared. Children were having their health needs addressed. They were also able to go to school and were being prepared for a future. They were learning trades, learning about the love of God toward them. In these communities, the changes coming were dramatic. Even the production of food increased, and there was an increasing ability to feed themselves. This sounds like Psalm 67. The land yields its harvest. But as Haiti has descended more and more into anarchy, these gains are largely being lost. Now, I share this as an illustration of how much our world needs the love of Christ, lived out by the people of God in human community. Perhaps we don't see this. Today we are living beneficiaries of the grace of God that has filtered into our world as people came to know and follow Jesus. For example, what we believe about human dignity and equality today comes from Christ. Most legal systems in the world are based on essential human rights, and that just wasn't around at the time of Jesus or before. They believed at that time that there were some lives worth more than other lives. But Christians shared that all human beings are made in the image of God, and therefore have great value and dignity. Then there was compassion. As plagues hit the Roman Empire, Christians opened hospitals that served all those who were afflicted, despite their socioeconomic status. In Rome, for example, a Christian noblewoman established the first public hospital in the 4th century, and Basil, one of the key Christian leaders of that same century, founded a hospital for the care of lepers, some of whom he cared for with his own hands. A Christian woman named Macrina, from that same period, searched the trash dumps for children who had been thrown away. She provided a home for them and cared for their needs and raised them as children of God. You see, these are the things that began to change the world, and we have inherited these perspectives even today. We've inherited the very rights we most cherish from followers of Jesus who lived like no one else was living and led the world into a revolution. This is the flourishing of the world envisioned in our song for this week. Now, of course, some people see us as losing the very rites that took hundreds of years for followers of Jesus to demonstrate and live before the world. Sort of like that time-lapse photo from Africa, it seems like the photos may be turning around the other way. I think this makes our lives all the more important, and the way we choose to live where God has called us. Now, our song ends with these words, "So that all the ends of the earth will fear him." What we hear here is not a terror of God, but a respect for God, and an honoring of God because we know this life ultimately comes from him. And this is what we pray for. Just as those early believers did when they founded hospitals and came to the defense of children and women, their way of life became contagious. People longed for a new world where everyone mattered. Now, as I think about this, we want to live in these distinctive ways that flow from the gospel today, showing the world a living hope that results in respect and an honoring of God. Let's pray. Lord, much of this can sound conceptual until we see someone living out of your love. Teach us this way through Jesus, that it might be more than words, it might be life to us. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.